Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're here at a little 7. Fan has a draft show tonight. Boomer and Crew have a show tonight. And then there's another draft show tomorrow night. We'll do 6 to 7. Scott Pioli will be with me tomorrow night again, as will Kim Jones, who joins me now. Kim, welcome. How are you?
Mike, how you doing?
Good, thank you. All right, Kim, tell me, what's the Giants? What's the Jets? What's the last you hear? Now, I would think the Jets are going to take, I mean, the Giants are going to take a tackle. I would hope the Iowa tackle. What do you think? Is that the guy or is it somebody else?
I still think that's the guy for the Giants, Mike. Couple interesting things. I mean, Dave Gettleman basically signaled that he has to take a tackle, and I think many of us would agree with that reasoning. But, you know, he said Saquon can't run without holes and Daniel can't throw when he's on his back. Well, the two most important players to try to get this Giants ship righted under Joe Judge are Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, in my opinion. Now, the defense has a long ways to go, and the defense is vital, and I understand that. But if Saquon's not going to be Saquon, we can start to wonder why he was the draft pick a few years back. And I don't want to go there. I like Saquon.
Plus, the clock's running, too. I mean, yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They need that pick to be a great one. And I believe he's a great player. So to me, this has very little to do with the player. It has to do with what they surround him with. And we'll see what Daniel Jones can become. And I understand the optimism on that count. I do. But they've got to be able to operate. I have to believe it's a tackle. One interesting thing, Mike, that I don't think I've mentioned with you is, you know, Jedrick Wills from Alabama. Gettleman on his conference call went out of his way to say, hey, with Burton Burns on staff, you know, we've learned all about the Alabama kids. So that's an interesting scenario. If they, assuming they stay at 4, which I think they will, if they take Wirfs, then a lot of us who left the combine thinking they would take Tristan Wirfs from Iowa are correct. And if they don't take Wills, you've got to think Burns maybe didn't give him the biggest glowing recommendation in the world.
Well, you know, I like Wirfs the best.
Set up. I understand. Yep, I think a lot of people.
I like him. Now, Saban's had more players drafted than anybody in the last 10 years and probably the last 5 years. He's had the most drafted since he's been the Alabama coach. So we understand he's always going to have players drafted. I don't think it's close. I think this kid's a can't miss. I just hope he's the kid they pick because I think they need him. I hope that's the case. What do you think? The Jets is much trickier. The question you come down to now becomes value. Do you take the fourth tackle, let's say, if he's available? If it's the third or the fourth, you're probably going to take a tackle. But let's say it's the fourth,
yep,
and then you got all the wide receivers. Is it still a tackle for the Jets?
I think so, because I don't think you can go into this season with George Fant and an opening at the other tackle position. I just don't think, at this point, I'm not sure that's fair to Sam Darnold. So I have to believe it's a tackle. Listen, if the fourth tackle is Mekhi Becton, you know, you're getting a dancing bear. You're getting an enormous guy who can move, and that could be very important in terms. They would then have athletic tackles. You know, they'd have to learn to play. You've got to make sure that Fant can hold his own. Then you have to make sure the rookie can hold his own. And then you've got to tell Sam, we got you playmakers. We might not have gotten you Jerry Jeudy. We might not have gotten you CeeDee Lamb. But they can get in this draft, whether it's a Denzel Mims, who's a big receiver.
Yeah, a lot of people like him. I've heard his name a couple of times.
Now they already have Crowder in the slot.
Well, tell me about, listen, that's your school. Tell me about the Penn State kid, Hamlet. Tell me about him.
Well, he's really fast and very quick. You'll see there's a little bit, and I say this with caution, there's a little bit of Tyreek Hill in his game. And Saquon and I actually talked about that 2 years ago. And I brought up Tyreek Hill, and Saquon kind of looked at me and I said, I'm not equating them. I'm saying I see a little bit of his in his game. And Saquon, you know, describes him that way now to some degree. So, you know, he's not Tyreek Hill. But that idea that he can stop and start.
Well, he could be a second-round guy, though.
He could be second. Yep. He could be second. Perhaps he'll last to the third. I don't know. But with his speed, I think he'll probably go second. Had a bunch of drops last year, though, Mike. So that would be a concern that would probably hold him back a little bit.
Do you have any? I have two sleeper players now. Years, my other a couple years ago, my sleeper, not sleeper, but the guy that I thought they were all missing the boat on was Dalvin Cook. I loved him. I thought he was the best back in the country.
Okay.
And I thought he wound up getting picked 40th. I thought it was absurd. I thought he should have been a first round pick.
Yep.
This guy, I think, is a first round pick, and most people don't have him as a first round pick. J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State. I love this back. I think he's a first round pick. I think he should be a first round pick. I love him. I think he should be the first running back picked. And then I know the Georgia kid's good, but I like this kid better. And then I like Cole Kmet as a second rounder. I think he could be a very useful player in the pros. I've liked him a lot. I've watched him a ton of times. That's my other player, but I love Dobbins. I think Dobbins is one of the best players in the draft.
Well, and he played in awfully big games at Ohio State and came through time after time. And he's a big back. He can carry the load for you, whatever that load is. Certainly did that when necessary at Ohio State, even surrounded by talent. I get what you're saying with Dobbins. Cole Kmet, I talked to him at the Combine, Mike. He's a former closer on the Notre Dame baseball
team. Oh, he was a baseball player. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Him about that. I love it. And just like I asked Wirfs about wrestling, I love asking the guys who've done more than, you know, one sport at a high level. And I asked Kmet, and he said, well, the one thing about baseball as a closer, you are going to have to deal with failure. And I like that idea. A GM told me one time, not necessarily about baseball adversity, but he said, give me the player who's come through adversity, and that's the one I want to sign to the second contract. Now, there are many forms of adversity, and there are certainly players in this draft who face life adversity that's much more serious than losing a baseball game. But you get what I mean. This is a guy who knows how to bounce back. He's probably the best or on the very short list of best tight ends in a draft that doesn't have a lot of them. So if you want Cole Kmet, you're going to have to go get him probably, I would think, in the second round.
All right, tell me this, the obligatory Tua question. What do you think? What's real, what's fake, what's true, what's not true? Pioli said he hadn't found a board yet, talking to people that he was off. He thought he would go pretty high talking to people tonight. Now, that doesn't mean he goes 3. That means maybe he goes 5. If he goes past 5, I think... If he goes past 6, I think it's stunning. So that's stunning if you go.
Yeah.
I'll even be surprised if Miami doesn't take him. What do you think happens with him?
It's funny. I had a conversation today that I can't, unfortunately, reveal any of it, which is part... You know, that's the position I find myself in often. You know what I mean? Like,
I understand.
Ian Rappaport's and Mike Garofolo's, you know, quote sources all the time, and they have a million sources, and they, you know, that's their gig and everything else. Sometimes I get these wonderful phone calls where there's information, and they say, you know, you can repeat absolutely none of this. So, you know, I'm not going to repeat any of it. I will say it led me to believe that for Miami, this is a very difficult decision, one that I would expect them to take Herbert tonight, which I do think represents obviously an upset from where we would have been a year ago, obviously an upset from where we would have been halfway through this college football season. It says something about...
So you think Miami at 5 goes with Herbert instead of him, which has been around tonight a lot of places. Now, and then the question is, do the Chargers take him or does he really fall?
I think the Chargers take him.
You think the Chargers take him?
That would be where I would fall in with Tua at this point. I think I said this to you, Mike, and people might roll their eyes. Maybe they don't care. I will say this about Tua. Through all of this, from the very limited times I've seen him to talk to, which is limited, he is just an incredible persona. He emanates positivity. you might tell me that doesn't win a football game. I understand that, but it doesn't lose one either.
Oh, I think it's important.
Around you.
And so, you love Hurts. Now, where do you think Hurts goes this evening?
Who's that, Mike?
You like Hurts a lot. I know that. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's he going to go?
You know what? I think he goes in the second round. And I think that's higher than most people thought.
Well, that was the wager tonight. He was one of the Vegas wagers that I mentioned. Yeah, it was over-under whether he went on the second round or not.
Okay. It would not surprise me if Bill Belichick is intrigued by Jalen Hurts. And as we know, he would have had all the information he needs from Nick Saban in that regard. And given how Hurts handled that whole situation, I would have to believe Saban has raved about him. But so that intrigues me a little bit, and I would like to see it happen because I think that puts New England back into a real, I mean, not that they're not going to be an interesting team this season, but that puts them really in an interesting situation with young quarterbacks. I don't think it'll happen necessarily, but I'd love to see it happen. I would like to see Jalen Hurts, who handled again, not great life adversity in this case, but football adversity as well as a player, I think, could have. He went to Oklahoma, was all about the team, didn't give a darn about personal numbers or notoriety, even though he already has a lot of the fame. I think he handled something that was difficult very, very well.
We're talking with Kim Jones as we head towards 7. We're an hour away from the draft. Fan will have a special coming up in just a couple of minutes with Boomer and Crew coming up to take you through that. Now, if there's a team that blows this up and come, as you know, you could always count on an Al Davis to do or somebody to do. If somebody blows this up in the first round, who's tonight's candidate to blow this up and take some wacky player?
I don't know about wacky. I think a lot of people suggesting Atlanta could make a big move, and that was
right. I've heard that about them trading up, right?
Thomas Dimitroff.
Yeah.
I want to watch Howie Roseman. The Eagles, as we know, Mike, they're close, and they have to look at this division. And
they want a wide receiver, right?
Right. And they've got to like a lot of what they see, you know, right now when they look at the NFC. So let's be honest. So Howie Roseman, I think, has traded up, what is it, 3 of the last 4 drafts. He's not afraid to go get his guy. I can absolutely see him, you know, getting up there to get one of the big 3, unless he already has his eye on what most of us would call a second tier, which some NFL people would argue with you isn't really a second tier. It's probably a 1.5 tier because these guys are so good. So Howie Roseman intrigues me tonight from the
Eagles. Yeah, interesting. And supposedly, I mean, I asked a couple of guys. They said there were 5 top tackles and 12 top receivers. That's a lot.
But the receivers,
12 receivers, I mean, man. Whoever hears a 12 receivers.
Well, here's what I can tell you going back to the combine. No one complained about the receivers this year at the combine, Mike. In my years of doing the combine, that is unprecedented because every receivers coach wants to tell you that all of them can't run the entire route tree anymore, that they're looking to the sideline for their calls, they only run certain routes, they're not asked to do everything, blah, 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 blah. This year, no one complained about the receivers. They're that good and they're that deep. And I think the Jets can get one when they need one. Should the Giants want one later in this draft, there's going to be some there. I think that people have said in the 4th round, you could get a guy who starts or contributes a lot. I have to believe that's true. It is such a deep class. Such a deep class.
And the other
one more I want to add.
Go ahead.
Patrick Queen from LSU gets a lot of publicity, linebacker, and rightly so. No issue with Queen. Watch Kenneth Murray. Mike, his story would blow you away. His leadership, his commitment, the idea he already in college was watching, I think he said 5 hours of film a day. And he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's not blowing off classes. He's a smart guy. But he was getting up early. He watches. He's a film junkie already. And he is going to go to a team, I believe, initially as a middle linebacker. He might end up on the weak side. I would put him at the middle, and I would say, Kenneth, I don't care if you're one of the youngest players on my roster, you lead this defense, and I guarantee you he will be up to that task. Out of Oklahoma, Mike, he is absolutely fantastic.
There you go. And I'll tell you, This will probably be, considering everything everybody's been through in the last month, this will be the highest rated draft show of all time. Yes. There's not a question. Yes. I mean, I don't know anybody who hasn't said they would. Now, not just the people we know who would watch it, but I mean, everybody's watching the draft tonight.
I agree with you. Look at the ratings that the Jordan documentary is
doing.
And listen, that was going to do very well.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're
and it was good. It wasn't great. It was good. It was compelling. I mean, I like that stuff, and I like that team. That team was a fascinating team, and it'll get better. I like it better when the games get going.
But
they had to set some storylines. But again, I liked it. But this tonight will be it's the first thing we've had in a month. It's going to be.
Yes. I don't know how your wife and daughter feel about this stuff as a
woman. No, they'll watch it. I don't know. My wife will watch it. I don't know if my boys can't wait, but I don't know if my daughter may be 50-50 tonight and watch it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, and maybe I shouldn't do the woman-man thing and whatever. But
right.
I mean it good-heartedly. This is getting rough. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a really, not that it hasn't been very tough all along and everything else, but the length of it, I've really found it weighing on me today. And it's not about me, but I am so thankful that not only to speak with you, of course, as I always am, but that I'm going to actually make some dinner at home since I'm not at a facility for the first time in a long time. And I'm going to make some dinner and I'm going to watch the draft. And I actually have something to truly take my mind off of this stuff. I am so grateful they're having the NFL draft. I understood the calls to postpone it.
No, he was right. I don't always agree with the commissioner, but I thought he made the right call.
I really think he made the right call, given that perhaps there are some rays of sunshine out there, and I like to grab onto the rays of sunshine whenever I can, so I am. But yes, I do think it was the right call, and my goodness, thankfully we have a draft to talk about.
Well, good. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Enjoy your night.
Thanks so much, Mike. I look forward to it.
Kim Jones, as we said, you got a draft show coming up. Boomerang guys are coming up tonight. Take you through that. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock on The Fan, 5 on radio.com. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, as always. Brought to you by those who drink it. Again, keep it here. Fan's going to cover the draft all night tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.